Doctor Who, The Gallifreyan Recommencement, written by Scott Marshall, Part 2.
I must say, Doctor, that this is a most peculiar case. Oh, I wouldn't say that if you knew me a little better. Strange things always seem to happen to me.
That's worrying.
What is it?
New to TARDISes, aren't you? It's the cloister bell, and it tends to signify trouble. I'm off to the cloister room to find out what the matter is. Hopefully it's only rats.
I'll stay here, if I may. The high levels of Artron energy in here are preventing me from tracking this thing specifically. I'll have to go over everything inch by inch.
I wish you joy of it. Back soon.
To return to this mortal coil.
I will have you soon, Doctor. With this new form, this young Gallifreyan in his first regeneration, I no longer need you. And so I, the Master, can afford for the first time in centuries to kill you outright.
I was so sure the Chronal impulses had scattered.
What's the matter, Doctor?
It could be... Some time ago, I was battling an intelligence composed entirely of Chronal energy. I had him trapped in one of the ship's conduits, having already converted his being into a series of electrical impulses, the same kind that makes up human thought, in a magneto coil in the food machine nuclear dispenser. At least I thought I had.
What kind of a being is made of pure Chronal energy?
Outside of a chronivore, I know of none. He was actually a Time Lord, but he'd experimented on his own form so many times in the search for longevity that very little of him remained truly him, if you take my meaning. In the end, he was caught in the rift between this ship's Eye of Harmony and the Great Eye on Gallifrey. But the old girl must have suffered from indigestion. Not that I blame her.
And he survived the rift?
With disastrous results. There were... deaths. But that's in the past. It seems he may have survived my attempts to disseminate him entirely.
And do you think that's the cause of the problem?
I'd put money on it. And the only other time the cloister bell stopped tolling before I'd managed to do anything about it was down to the influence of my Watcher.
You have led an exciting life.
You don't have to tell me. But as you well know, he's not likely to make a return appearance, so it must be the Master.
Sorry, the who?
The Time Lord behind this mess.
I see.
I hope so.
Well, just a moment.
Yes?
How often do you use the food machine?
All the time, of course.
Then the magnetic interference from the coil would surely have dispersed the impulses that contained this Master's consciousness.
Well, that was the plan. As much as I hate the idea, I had to kill him. And I honestly thought I had.
Well, then how did he survive that dispersion? I can't be the Master.
That's a good question. I'll check the magneto coils. Take a look at the fault locator. See what it has to say about the food machine.
It's registering a chronal displacement in the nuclear dispenser.
His symbiotic nuclei?
I thought you said he consisted of pure chronal energy.
Yes, but I never accounted for the Artron energy in his symbiotic nuclei. It must have induced an unusual stability in his consciousness when I drew the chronal energy from his being.
That might explain the high levels of Artron energy in here.
Probably. Oh, no.
What is it?
Did you experience any electrical arcing effects in here?
None that I noticed.
Well, the instruments state otherwise.
Oh.
He's escaped the TARDIS.
Doctor, is everything sorted out now?
I only wish it were... Now, don't get alarmed, but it looks like the Master may be back.
But you said he was dead. You assured me.
I was wrong. I'm sorry.
So am I. And you know the deal.
Please, Chloe, not yet.
Why not? You promised.
Yes, I know, but we can't move the TARDIS. That is to say, we can't dematerialise.
Tell me you're joking.
If I'm right, the Master is trapped between Paul's TARDIS and my own. If either dematerialises, the Master could use the vortex to travel anywhere and anywhen.
Is that true, Canine?
Chloe!
Is it, Canine?
The theory is valid, Mistress.
Then let's find him.
That's the spirit!
And kill him this time.
Yes, well, let's not be too keen about that idea, shall we?
But this needs to be finished.
Suggest period of sleep for carbon-based lifeforms. Lethargy could impede ability to operate vehicle successfully.
Good idea, Canine. We'll sleep on it. Then we'll head off tomorrow in the bug and put a stop to the Master's escape attempt.
Bug?
It's our car.
I see. I think.
Are you sure a night's pause is what we really need here, Doctor? I mean, wouldn't it just buy the Master more time to free himself?
He's going nowhere, Chloe, and a good night's sleep will allow us to do what we have to do carefully and thoughtfully.
And if he's already found a corporeal form to occupy?
Then he'll head straight for me. We've quite an old score to settle, you see. Canine, you've got guard duty.
Affirmative, Master.
Oh, if memory serves, it's not too much further now.
Just up the street and around the corner, right?
Doctor, if your vehicle is this far away, then we might as well walk the whole way. My TARDIS isn't that far away, you know.
Perhaps, but it's irrelevant now. We're nearly there.
Just down here.
Why is it situated so far from the hotel?
Oh, it's the illuminations. Parking is an absolute nightmare at this time of year.
Doctor, didn't we leave the bug about here?
That's what I thought. Just a minute. Number 15. That's the building we were parked in front of, surely.
It was, remember? The 15th is my birthday.
Oh, that's right. And we've got a problem.
But who would want to steal it?
Oh, some ruffian, I'm sure. Do you know how long it took me to put that thing together?
It's terrible, I know, but we should get moving.
No. We should report this to the proper authorities.
Later.
Absolutely not. I shan't let these scoundrels get away with this.
Master, the wisest course of action would be to continue in search of the other TARDIS.
Oh, that's enough out of you, K-9.
Are you sure about this, Doctor?
Absolutely. Still, if you want to get on with capturing the Master, be my guest. You know how to complete the procedure, Paul. Feel free to carry on ahead. Chloe and I will report this heinous crime.
And K-9?
He can go with you, Paul. Might come in useful.
Aren't you taking this all a little too seriously, Doctor?
The Master I fought before. This is a new challenge.
Very well, Doctor. I'll see you at the Golden Mile in a couple of hours.
Honestly, the service here is atrocious.
I'm sure they're very busy, Doctor.
That's beside the point. These people are protectors of the innocent, upholders of the law, that sort of thing. They should be prompt and ready to serve and protect, or whatever it is they do. Even the Chancellery Guard aren't this apathetic. I demand to see whoever is in charge.
And what might the problem be, sir?
My beloved mode of transportation has been misplaced by some villainous master criminal.
Exaggerating a bit, aren't we, sir?
Absolutely not, Sergeant. Why, I'll have you know that fiendish supervillains are everywhere. Indeed, I've bought a number of them myself.
Would you, in that case, prefer to tackle this investigation yourself, sir?
Not exactly my job description, these domestic situations. More your province, I'd have thought. Hence my appeal to you to do something.
I see, sir. Or rather, I don't. I'm just the booking officer, sir. If you want auto last near, it's down the hall and turn left.
Thank you, Sergeant, for guaranteeing such expediency in this time of need.
Enter. How can I help you, sir?
The desk sergeant directed us here. My car's been stolen.
I see. In that case, may I commend our dear sergeant on his directions. You have indeed come to the right place.
I'm so glad to hear it, Detective...
McAndrews. Detective Inspector Ewan McAndrews. Pleased to meet you, Mr...
Doctor.
Doctor.
And the pleasure is all mine.
And your name is?
Chloe Richards. Pleased to meet you, Inspector.
Now, shall we begin with a few details?
Please.
Could you start, Doctor, by providing me with a description of the vehicle in question, including registration details and any specific aspects by which it might stand out from other cars of its make and colour?
Of course.
Just fill out this form and we'll get things going. Now, you understand that the chances of our actually finding your car with any immediacy are actually quite slim. The festivities mean that many such incidences have been reported of late.
I understand. Where it says address, do you mean postal or residential?
If they differ, please provide both.
Well, you see...
What he's trying to say, Inspector, is that we have no fixed abode.
Then I imagine you'll be wanting your car back rather urgently.
Also, where it says driver's license number...
Don't tell me you don't have a... Just a moment. Let me have a look at that, would you?
Of course. Here you are.
Dr. John Smith?
I know, I get this a lot. It's genuine, I can assure you.
No, what I mean is, well, you're not the John Smith, are you?
I'm not sure I follow, Inspector. After all, the common men were most successful in the charts a few years ago, and their lead...
If I may say so, sir, I'm associated with UNIT. Does that mean anything to you?
It certainly does. I don't understand. How could you... I mean, it's a top-secret organisation. Not to mention the fact that it would only recently have opened for business, so to speak.
I'm one of their police ciphers, Doctor. In fact, I was told to expect you.
Oh?
Yes. In fact, I've got a note for you here somewhere.
But how did UNIT know I'd be here?
That I cannot answer, I'm afraid. They only tell one so much, you understand. Ah, here it is.
The note?
Doctor, unit.
I'll explain later.
That's what you always say. Look, when are we going to stop mucking about here and go in search of the master?
In time, Chloe, in time. Thank you, Inspector. Stop mucking about and go in search of the master. Signed, the Doctor.
What did I tell you?
I just remembered, Doctor. You'll be looking for the bug, yes?
That's right. How did you...
Same sorts. Not to mention the fact that you wrote its description on that claim form I gave you. Anyway, the search is apparently already underway.
Good.
Trust yourself that well, do you?
Of course. I don't remember writing the note, so it must be from a future me, which means he, or rather I, they, them, or us, have important knowledge at that future time about today. So it must all be in hand.
Good. Can we go?
If I say so.
If you say so. What have I been telling you all morning?
Yes, I know, but patience is a virtue, and besides, who am I to ignore foresight from such a reliable source?
It seems a lot less busy now.
Well, the illuminations tend to crown the festivities. There's never much point in staying around after the fun is over.
True. Where did Paul say his TARDIS was?
It's disguised as a Punch and Judy stall.
There's one over there. Is he?
Dead. It looks that way. Hang on, I'll check.
Why hasn't anybody else noticed the body?
It's pure chance that we did, Chloe. It seems fairly well hidden in this alcove. I'm afraid the man is dead. His neck was broken.
Who was he?
Let's have a look in his wallet. Yes, there's a driver's license in here. His name is... was William Sims.
He probably ran the store. He seems a jovial type. Well, he did. But it still doesn't answer why somebody would want to kill him a few yards from his own stall.
Actually, it does. He's probably killed while trying to gain access to the stall, then dragged over here out of sight.
But who could know about the TARDIS except...
Paul. I first suspected when he said he hadn't seen the electrical discharges in the TARDIS console room. He had to have seen them from where he was.
You don't think he's being controlled by the Master like...
Like you were? No, it's probably worse than that. Bear in mind that Paul is a Time Lord, as was the Master, once. And remember also that the Master existed as pure mental thought when we had him trapped.
So he's occupied Paul's mind?
I rather think he's replaced it with his own.
So where is he?
Either he's in his TARDIS already, or else he'll be returning to it quite soon. I suggest we stand by and watch out for him.
There he is!
Paul! Stop!
We missed him!
Maybe we can draw him out of the ship.
How?
I'm not...
What is it?
Around the other side of the ship. K-9!
He's destroyed K-9 as well?
It looks like he's blown out K-9's CPU. He'd have been foolish not to in his position. K-9 could have stopped him single-handedly.
That's terrible!
Paul! You've fallen under the influence of the Master! Come out here and we can talk about it. See if we can do something to remedy the situation.
What are you talking about, Doctor? You know that's not true.
But I don't want him to know that we know.
Not about to leave, are you? No, you'd rather see me dead first, wouldn't you?
All in good time, Doctor. All in good time.
You can't keep this up forever, you know. Come out of there now, or you'll not get the chance to kill me.
Seriously, though, I wonder how you'd react if I were to kill myself. Would you live with yourself? Would you miss the chance to be the one to do it? I wonder indeed.
Doctor, you can't be serious.
Why not? If it gets him to come outside, I might consider it.
Please, Doctor. You're starting to scare me.
Excuse me, sir, but why are you shouting at this stall?
Because I'm rather irritated with the man inside it, officer.
Bill Sims. What could he have done to you?
No, not Sims. He's...
He's what, sir?
Nothing.
If I were you, miss, I'd keep your friend under a tighter leash.
Yes, sir. We should go, Doctor. The place is too public for confrontation.
You're right. Let's move.
Excuse me, sir.
Yes, officer, what is it now?
A grievance with Bill Sims, was it?
Ah, something like that.
Then might you be responsible for his death?
His... No. No, not us.
Even so, sir, I think you'd better come with me. And you, miss.
But we didn't do it.
I hope you're right, for your sake.
Just a minute, K-9.
Where do you think you're going, miss?
To get my case.
What, that metal thing?
Yeah, neat, isn't it? You can fix it?
I can try. Look, are you planning to lay any charges, officer?
Not as of yet, sir. It's all questions for the moment. Unless you've got something to hide, sir.
It seems we shall have to catch up another time, Doctor. Enjoy your time with the police. I have more important matters to attend to.
Doctor Who, The Gallifreyan Recommencement, written by Scott Marshall, Part 2 of 4, starring Matthew Kapelke as the Doctor, Lorna Hill as Chloe Richards, Bill Billingsley as the Master, Vitold Tietze as McAndrews, and David Hutchison as K-9 and the Police Officer. Production, script editing was performed by Vitold Tietze, recording was arranged by Matthew Kapelke and Vitold Tietze. Title music was composed by Ron Grainer and arranged by Dominic Glynn. Incidental music was by Peter Howell and Howard Richardson. Editing and special sound by Matthew Kapelke. Produced by Matthew Kapelke. Directed by Scott Marshall. Copyright 1999, Back to Reality Productions. No attempt has been made to supersede or infringe any other existing copyright in relation to Doctor Who, which remains property of the British Broadcasting Corporation.